It is time once again to bring in Willie Hallahan and Sporting a Cause, as we always start off the 10 o'clock hour like this on Sunday morning. Willie, of course, runs that website, sportingacause.com. He blogs there, and also, more importantly, really has a list of upcoming events that are all fundraisers, and somehow those fundraisers are tied to athletic events. Willie, good to speak to you again this morning.
Good to speak to you too, Marshall. I've got kind of a frog in my throat this morning. Hopefully we can get by that. Other than that, life is good. A lot going on. Just like last week, as I've said many times, belabored the point probably too much. September is the busiest month for events, whether it's golf tournaments or running races or what have you. It's a beautiful time of year. The weather's probably at its best. This week is no different. Most of what I'm going to be talking about are things that are actually going on as we speak. A lot of these virtual events that would have had a day where people gathered, once they turned virtual, if they chose to go that route, they extended the time so people would have maybe a week or 2 weeks or even a month to complete the task of whatever it is. So anyway, we're in the midst of a lot of ongoing virtual events, and that's going to be my concentration. Today, one of those is the race around the lake at Brody Park in New Hartford. That continues virtually through October 4th. The Berkshire Fall Foliage 5K Race Series is ongoing. I talked about that last week. It was just organized recently, and this is organized by the Berkshire Running Center. And what they did was they took 8 5K races that have been canceled. These are mostly up in the Berkshire County area, and bundled these 8 races into a series, an 8-race series. So the idea is that people can run one race a week for the next 8 weeks and keep track of their times and everything, and that series goes on through October 25th. You can find more information at the BerkshireRunningCenter.com. It's a running related store up in Pittsfield, and they do a lot of good things with fundraising races. Both the Great Cycle Challenge and Alex's Lemonade Stand Foundation Million Mile, 2-month-long fundraising efforts, are going to end Wednesday at the end of September. And both of these have been raising money to fight childhood cancer, which has been the September's been Childhood Cancer Awareness Month. The Eastern Dutchess Roadrunners Club, these are all ongoing and ending soon. The Eastern Dutchess Roadrunners Club has done something similar to what the Berkshire Running Center did. They took 3 canceled 5Ks over in the New York State area and bundled them into a series. And this has been running for the month of September, and that too will end this Wednesday, the 30th. So, and if you've been running in any of these series, you want to be mindful of the deadlines, because for these virtual events, many of them, you're running your race and you submit your times, and there are deadlines for that. Sometimes you can win a prize or something. So be mindful of these deadlines, because you don't want to lose out if you put in the effort. I just want to remind listeners that the Housatonic Heritage Walks were canceled. That was for the month of September as well. But most of the almost 80 venues that were going to be explored during those walks are open anyway to the public. So on these nice days, if you're looking for something to do outdoors, you can go to sportingacause.com and find a link to the Heritage website. Their website is the most comprehensive I've ever seen. You can find out anything about everything that they do there, and I suggest you check it out. There are all kinds of preserves and walks and historical and cultural points of interest that you never even knew existed in our area, and take advantage of them while the weather's still good. Also, the Lauren Bardino Memorial Run Walk in Winsted, like many of the other 5Ks, that's going to wrap up its virtual run Wednesday. The Little Guild Run and Wag 5K is also running virtually this year, and that goes on through October 31st. The Run for the Hills 5K and 10K races have been running virtually, and they end October 3rd. The Great Barrington Land Conservancy benefits from that. Also, the Barry Hopkins run at Awana has been running virtually, and that ends today. So again, if you've completed your run, you might want to make sure that you've submitted your time so you don't lose out. Today is also the last day of the Northwest Connecticut Crop Hunger Walk. It started this past Monday and ends today. And of course, in any of these virtual events, the opportunity to donate to one of the participants or to the nonprofit itself doesn't end today just because the event does. Oftentimes, in a walk, the donation period extends for 30 days after the end of the event. So the people who are in the walks have time to contact their people and collect the funds and so forth. And, of course, you can donate any time, but if you want it associated with the event itself, you want to wrap that up within 30 days. Now through Wednesday, Construct, Inc., up in the Great Barrington area. This is a nonprofit that works to find homes for the homeless. Very good organization. And they canceled their walk, which was like their major fundraiser of the year. And what they did in its stead is they're holding a raffle. They've partnered with the Berkshire Bike and Board up in Great Barrington, and they're offering a $3,000 e-bike to raffle off to raise money. And an e-bike is one of those, it's a hybrid. It's basically a bicycle that you can pedal, but it also has an electric motor to assist you in a I think those, it might be one of those modes of the future of transportation. Anyway, it's a really nice prize, and you can still buy tickets, but the drawing is going to be this Wednesday, and that's to replace their walk, their major fundraiser. The Sharon Classic Road Race, we've talked about that before, is virtual, and the runners can either run the official course, it's a five-mile event, or find a five-mile stretch that they want. You can register your time and maybe even win something, and the Sharon Daycare benefits from that. Also today, and running through October 4th, is the Catch a Ray 5K, which turned virtual this year and raises scholarship money. Also today is an in-person event. They're few and far between this year, but this is one of them. It's a new event. It's called the Bike and Brew at Big Elm. And this is a series of three. It's a ride, not a race. They're not timed, but they're offering three different rides of varying lengths depending on your ability and stamina. And that's hosted by and benefits Berkshire Velo, which is a nonprofit that organizes rides. The Bike for Cancer Cure finishes its run today. That's over in the Kingston area. People have been riding over there, and they're raising money for the Gruner Memorial Cancer Fund. A lot of events this month are cancer related, just because September has been, as I said earlier, the Cancer Awareness Month. And also, there's an event I haven't talked about this before because I didn't know about it, but it's been going on for a while. It's called the Healthy Kids Running Series. It's based in Pleasant Valley, New York, but the location doesn't really matter because it's pretty much gone virtual this year along with so many other events. It's a national organization. What they do is they get school districts or towns or whatever to organize their kids to start running for fitness. It's fitness awareness and getting kids out and about and get used to the idea of running or walking and improving their level of fitness. And they offer runs for all ages, from like pre-K up through high school. And I plan on talking about this a lot more in the future because it just sounds like the need is there. I mean, obesity is running rampant for all of us, no matter our age, and we can certainly do well with more organizations like that. So I'll investigate that and talk about it on an ongoing basis. Today, this is another in-person event, the Dutchess Ulster County's Out of the Darkness Community Walk is being held over in Poughkeepsie. It used to be on the walkway over the Hudson, but for distancing purposes. It's being held. It's starting at the Chaz and Companies. It's a private company over on Fox Street. And I checked the website because this is one of those causes that's dear to my heart. And I found that a lot of these, the people who participate join teams. They form teams, and then they compete against each other to raise money. And Team Joey, which is a local organization, it's made up of loved ones of Joey Sherwood, who lost his life to suicide a few years ago. They've raised over $5,400 so far. That's the second highest total for team total. Among all of them, and Joy Sherwood, who is Joey's widow, has raised over $3,600 herself. So that's great. And the American Foundation for Suicide Prevention benefits from this walk, and it's a great organization. To deal with the non-grouping aspect of the pandemic, the walk is being held, but they're doing it in staggered starts, so that it's not a mass start like so many have done in the past. They let people out a few at a time, and that's how they maintain their distancing. And I guess this would be a good time at the end of talking about the Out of the Darkness. Marshall, I want to let your listeners know that my blog this week, I had it up on Facebook, and it's at the top of my homepage, Sporting a Cause. I featured five people from this area who are walking in several of these events that I've been talking about, raising money for extraordinarily good causes. And I've taken these five people, each of whom are raising money for the walks. I've put their links to their fundraising efforts there. So if people are of a mind, they have a few dollars, and they're moved by any of these causes, they can support these folks. And these are people who are walking in the Walk to End Alzheimer's, the Walk Against ALS, that's Lou Gehrig's disease. They're walking in the Crop Walk for Hunger, and in the Out of the Darkness Walk to prevent suicide. And you can get all this information either, like I say, on my homepage. It's on the top blog. The blog is titled "I Missed the Point." If you click on that, that'll take you to this information and find the links to these great folks' fundraising efforts. And that pretty much wraps it up, Marshall. Another busy week. I expect it to last for a couple more into October, just because of postponements and so forth from the spring and early summer. I think we're going to stay busy for the next few weeks.
All right. Well, busy is good.
Yes, it is. It sure is.
All right, Willie, keep up the great work. Once again, that's sportingacause.com, and we'll speak to you again next week, Willie.
Okay, thanks, Marshall, so much. Take care.